DW.
kilometers north of Santiago, the Humboldt Penguin Nature Reserve comprises three islands surrounded by marine reserves. Isla Damas is the only island of the three that permits tourists to visit. The other two islands are off-limits to just about everyone except park rangers and some scientists. Tour guides and motorboats take tourists in bright orange life jackets to see bottlenose dolphins, blue whales and sea otters. Dressed in typical dark green ranger uniform, head park ranger Pablo Orospide greets tourists as they arrive off the boat. Up the hill at the viewing point, Pablo tells the group all about the island's small black and white inhabitants.
Ellos viven gracias a la corriente Humboldt.
These penguins are called Humboldt penguins because they are here on these islands thanks to the Humboldt current. It's a cold current that starts in the island of Chiloé in the south of Chile and goes all the way up to Peru. The oxygen in this current means there's a lot more food for them to eat.
Es muy rica en oxígeno. Al tener oxígeno permite que exista muchos nutrientes.
80% of the Humboldt penguins live on the three islands in the National Reserve and the Pacific Ocean surrounding it. The reserve's a very important breeding ground for them.
These penguins are quite small. They are only about 70 centimeters in height. They are very sweet, but they get easily stressed if we get too close to them. Because of that, we keep away from them. Instead, our job is to do an annual census, because before they were an endangered species, but thanks to the reserve, their numbers are going up. Also, we need to protect them from external threats.
Las amenazas que tienen estos objetos de conservación.
Humboldt penguins are listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List of Threatened Species. Hunting, habitat loss, pollution, invasive species and warming sea temperatures are all contributing to species decline. Until recently, one of the biggest threats to the Humboldt penguin population, as well as the other wildlife here, was a $2.5 billion copper and iron ore mining project in the Coquimbo region of central Chile, called the Dominga Project. Despite mining being Chile's largest industry, both the regional and the national governments rejected the highly controversial mining project in August. They said the mining company hadn't demonstrated they'd properly investigated the impact it would cause to local communities and the environment. At a press conference at the 4th International Marine Protected Area Congress in La Serena, Chile's Foreign Affairs Minister, Heraldo Muñoz, spoke about his country's commitment to protecting the environment.
Nuestro océano, que es una conferencia que agrupa a gobiernos.
We commit to protecting our oceans with things like marine reserves and parks. And Chile is playing a leading role in this global movement. Because it is vital that we protect this sea that we can swim so peacefully in.
Es fundamental que lo conservemos.
Lisbeth van der Meer is the vice president of Oceana, a marine conservation group. Oceana played an active role in fighting the mining project. She was one of the speakers at the Marine Congress in La Serena, where local communities, scientists and conservationists from around the world gathered to discuss how to protect the world's oceans. Lisbeth says that defending the Humboldt National Park is vital because of its ecological importance.
This reserve is one of the oldest marine reserves we have in Chile. It has been identified as one of the 37 hotspots of biodiversity in the world. And it's also a transiting area for whales.
And many species, including Humboldt penguins, bottlenose dolphins, sea otters and blue whales, depend on the islands and surrounding waters. Carlos Gamer was also at the conference. He's a marine biologist at the Catholic University in Antofagasta, where he runs a research centre that looks at sustainable development and works closely with the communities living near the National Park and Marine Reserve. He says the government's rejection of the Dominga mining project has global significance, but there are still risks ahead.
I would say that this is not only a triumph for Chile, but for the world, because when you have a place that is a world important hotspot of biodiversity, it's all the world that should be worried that if this place disappears, is affected, you're going to lose 80% of the population of the Humboldt penguin. So this is not only for Chile, it's for all the world. So it's a triumph for everyone.
While environmentalists and the local community are celebrating, Carlos says that the threat to the Humboldt National Park is far from over. The mine owners are determined to see the Dominga project go ahead.
Because the legislation accepts two other different instances. One is going to the environmental court that could invalidate all this previous decision. And then if the environmental court just decides to continue with their rejection, they can go to the Supreme Court. So this is not over.
And with elections at the end of this year, a change in government could mean a change in attitude towards environmental issues in Chile. Jane Chambers, DW, La Serena, Chile. DW.